Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Allegiant Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol AUXXF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Peter Giannoulis. Now, Peter, the last time I had you on the show was at the tail end of December when we provided more or less a full overview of the company, which holds a lot of projects in the U.S., 10 properties in total, 7 in Nevada. But just recently, you released a news release that outlined the plans for 2021 and provided a bit of a recap in terms of the work from 2020. Now, the focus is on this East Side property. There is a current resource on this property of about 1.1 million ounces at 0.6 grams per ton gold. There's also been a lot of drilling that happened at the tail end of last year through September through December. There are about 40 drill holes drilled here to the southern part. This is called the Castle Zone. Now, I will be posting the map from the news release below this interview so everyone can follow along with where these drill holes are coming from and the overall strategy. Let's start off with some of the upcoming news, at least from this Castle Zone. You can see it down here on the southern part of the property. Give us an overview of the overall goals from the drilling that happened at Castle at the tail end of last year.
Yeah, as we disclosed, thanks, Corey, and welcome to everyone. As we disclosed in a news release, we know we drilled over 40 holes, which terminated close to the end of December, so about a month ago. And we're now compiling all the results, the assays, and we'll be coming out with a summary report very soon. Our goals have always been very consistent. One, on the South Zone, is to confirm the existing or the historical resource of 270,000 ounces that we've discussed in the past and bring that up into a 43-101 resource estimate. Second, the drilling was primarily to expand those resources, to add to any historical resources and to confirm those resources. So we're hopeful that we will be able to add ounces. And third, which we've always discussed, was to reduce or to confirm our theory on a very low strip ratio in that area, a very shallow deposit. And we're hopeful that we'll talk about in the near future, very near future, that we've been able to achieve those three results if possible. So we are excited about it. We're excited about bringing it in and tying the South and bringing the South into the global resource of the 43-101. And our strategy has always been very consistent. We are trying to build Eastside into a multi-million ounce gold deposit. On the south side, which we just completed drilling, it's primarily gold, if not exclusively gold. On the north part of Eastside, on our original pit zone, it's about 1 million ounces of gold and about 8 million ounces of silver. There's a large silver component, or moderately large silver component, on the original pit zone. And I think people sometimes forget that Eastside is so large that it does have more than just gold. It has gold and silver and some other metal credits. But to summarize what we discussed in the news release, we do have a corporate mission. It is to grow Eastside into a multi-million ounce deposit. And then with our other projects that you highlighted, we do have a wonderful suite of other projects that are very attractive. The farm out model that we use to fund our operations has been very lucrative for us, and we'll continue to do that in the near future.
Okay, one quick question regarding that drilling that happened down in the south in that Castle Zone, those 40 holes, about 6,000 meters. After you get those results out, is that going to be enough drilling to update or bring those ounces into a resource?
Yes. We've had early discussions with MDA, our resource consultant, and we believe that we achieved the goals of bringing those up into the resource.
Okay, so we should see those results in the near term, and then sounds like an updated resource. Let's talk about the attack strategy, though, around this original zone. Now, that's at the top of the property. That's where this 1.1 million ounces is. What's the work going to be done this year to expand on this resource?
So we have a strategy and a plan to drill around the original pit zone to add additional ounces, potentially reduce strip. And on the original pit zone, we'll be announcing in the near future our plans for the original, for the drilling. Our initial goals would be to drill an additional 4,000 to 6,000 meters around the original pit area and then move the rig to the east of that, to the east pediment, to drill additional 5,000 to 7,000 meters, depending on targets, where this is the east pediment is the flat zone to the immediately to the east of the original pit zone where we've done geophysical work. So we're going to be very, very busy, and it's going to commence relatively soon.
Now, how many meters, approximately how many holes are you planning for these different areas to expand that resource?
Yeah, so we believe that on the original pit zone to the western part of the original pit zone, we're planning for up to 15 holes. Depth is a little bit deeper than, say, on the south zone, and a total meter of around 6,000 meters.
Okay, and when do you expect that drilling to start?
We haven't announced it yet, and we'll be announcing it very, very soon on a target date that we have. But we do have a rig contracted, and in a very, very near news release, we'll announce a start date.
Okay, and just so everyone is up to speed, these holes are, or this drilling is mostly designed to simply expand on the current resource, correct?
Yeah, I mean, going back a little about the history, and the last time we drilled the western zone a few years ago, the type of rig we used, which was a track rig, was just didn't have enough power, enough horsepower to get down into the holes, and we lost about half of the holes. We're going to go back now with a higher horsepower rig, a truck-mounted rig, and re-drill some of these holes. And you know, we are very encouraged from the last time that the mineralization extends to the west.
Okay, so you do have at least some holes that you were able to drill to the west that you can, I guess, follow up on or expand on. What about to the east, this pediment A area? Has there been any prior drilling here?
There has not been any prior drilling. We did a geophysics program that ended last year around August. We have the results from that, and we're very encouraged that the markers are very similar to the original pit zone. We've applied for a permit to drill, and we believe that we'll be granted that permit in the very near future. And once that permit is granted, we can do it in parallel to the western part of the original pit zone. We would contract a track rig, because it is a very, very flat area where we can just have a standard track rig to drill those holes. And we would probably drill 20, 30 holes in that area, 6,000 meter type of drilling.
Okay, so in summary, the expansion drilling around this original zone, you're estimating somewhere around 10,000 meters, give or take maybe 2,000 or 3,000 meters, hey?
Yeah, so if you combine the western part of the original pit zone and then the east pediment, yeah, it would be 10,000 meters.
Okay, now you also mentioned that the company might initiate a PEA or a scoping study on this project. What should investors be paying attention to here when this decision does come up?
Well, I think the first thing we're going to do is get this resource estimate updated, which would incorporate the south zone and any potential drilling on the western edge of the original pit zone. We believe that we can get that done, get the assays, and update the resource estimate relatively quick, then make a decision whether we'll move to a scoping study, to a PEA. Right now, in the phase we're in the east side, it's to identify and to delineate the total resources that are applicable at east side. Once we feel comfortable that we have a good enough size, and we, you know, 1 million is fairly large, but what we'd like to do is get a better idea of, is this going to be a 2, a 5, a 10 million ounce deposit? And clearly, the area is big enough for us to do that. Right now, our primary goal is to create this, is to build that multi-million ounce deposit, and then we'll move to it to either a scoping study or a PEA. It'll be a decision we'll make, you know, probably in the next month.
So how much money is the company sitting on to at least start this exploration program, move through all of these goals?
Well, the way we manage the company is, you know, we use the cash that we've raised to drill the, to put into the ground. You know, we're sitting on, you know, close to about $2 million in cash and shares of other companies that we would monetize. We expect to receive another $1 million plus this year in cash and share payments from farm outs. So I think we have, you know, I think we're in very good shape to execute our plan.
Now, what about some of these farmed out projects? In the news release, it says that you're expecting about or over 10,000 meters of drilling to be done by partners. Plus, you also say that there is the potential to farm out additional properties. Give us an update on both of these fronts, please.
Yeah, so, you know, our partners, and particularly Suma Silver at the Mogollon project, which is a silver target, as well as New Placer Dome at Bolo, will drill in approximately combined 10,000 meters. Now, Suma is going to be following up on some historical drilling we had and we had done 10, 12 years ago at Mogollon. And I believe that they've announced that they will target to drill about 4,000 meters. We expect New Placer Dome, although they haven't disclosed it, but based on spending requirements, to drill over 6,000 meters at Bolo, which is our gold project in Nevada, very close to Eastside, or, well, a few hours away. And combined, that's over 10,000 meters drilled by our partners, funded by them. Now, with respect to other farm outs, we have fielded recently some interest and inquiries into some of our other projects, and it's something that's rather common. And, you know, we'll evaluate that based on the conditions in the market and the deal that we're being offered. So I think there's opportunity for us. Our goal and our objective is to farm out one additional project this year, which once again increases cash and share payments for us, you know, gets work done on the program. We retain an interest on these projects.
All right, let's just wrap it up with a summary then. Is it fair to say that, let's say, the first half of the year, you guys are really focused on expanding the resource and then coming out with an updated resource, and then the second half of the year, maybe as the drilling is wrapping up, that's when the focus is going to shift a bit more to showing the economics of this asset?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assumption. It's, you know, if we're... However, I will throw the caveat out that if the East Pediment turns out to be, you know, extremely mineralized and we're able to find a large deposit there, then I think it would be a combination of both, increasing and looking at the economics of Eastside on the original pit zone, but also continuing to build out the total resource. So I think that the comment in general is very fair, and that's one of the reasons we've outlined the our desire to move to a scoping study or a PEA as the next phase.
All right, Peter, we'll wrap it up there. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will also follow up with you when we get some more of those drill results back and even that updated resource plan for late Q1. Peter, appreciate your time. I hope you have a great weekend.
Likewise. Thank you.